This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Our guest is Dr. Lewis B. Rice, President and CEO of the University Medicine Foundation. We're going to talk about a new business training program for doctors and medical professionals. It's being operated in conjunction with Bryant University's Executive Development Center. Dr. Rice, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Why don't we start with Mark's question?
Well, I think the question would be, why would a physician practice, you know, with over 200 docs, decide that it wants to get into the business of business education for its medical staff?
Well, we are a large organization, as you said, the largest physician organization in the state. And we are broken up into a number of different subgroups because medicine has a lot of subspecialties and we have a number of different places to practice. In all of those places, there is a hierarchy. And really what we are going after with this course is leadership training. And leadership training is similar in medicine as it is in other things, but there are things that are very unique about it. We wanted something that we would be able to offer to our people who had leadership potential and interest that would be doable in a reasonable period of time. This is occurring over a few months, and that would be affordable. It was really conceived by my work partner and colleague, the vice chair of our department, Angie Caliendo, who's gone through a number of leadership courses and frankly is the finest leader I've ever worked with. And because she had been very impressed with Bryant's, one day a year they have a women's summit.
Mm-hmm.
She thought, well, why don't we try to do something with Bryant? Bryant was very interested, and it's been a wonderful collaboration so far. And we're very hopeful this turns out to be a terrific experience. At this point, it's still sort of in the beta testing because we just had our first session, and I think we're going to have to evolve it over a few years. But currently, there's 12 physicians and 3 administrative people involved.
Sometimes 2 completely different skill sets here, medicine and business.
Yes, but in the current environment, they can't stay separate anymore. For a long time, particularly those of us who do what we do, which is academic medicine, have lived in a world where we've generally been able to not pay attention to the business aspect and somehow still survive. Healthcare is too expensive now, and we need to be able to streamline our practices. We need to be able to change the way we do things, and change is not easy, especially for people who've been doing things one way for a very long period of time. So this course has a lot of talk about emotional intelligence, change, managing conflict, all of these things which the business world and business courses have perfected over the years now are very applicable to medicine in ways that they weren't in the past.
So this isn't just about hard business skills. This is about the soft skills that that a manager needs to bring to the table, right?
Yes. One of the things about medicine is it doesn't necessarily teach you that. When I deal with medical students, I often say, you know, you think that the science is the hard part of medicine, don't you? And they all say yes, because they're just learning it and it's really hard and they can't remember it. I say, well, 3 or 4 years from now, all the science, the diabetes, the hypertension, all the things, you're going to know that so well you could recite it in your sleep, but you're still going to have to get your patient to stop smoking. You're still going to have to change people's habits. And if you work in a larger organization, you're still going to have to learn how to work with your colleagues to make things better. And those are the types of skills that we're hoping to bring out in people and to teach them how to do better.
As medicine trends toward preventive medicine and cost containment, do you see a need for that business sense to become even more important?
Yes. There's no question about it that in medicine, we have to marry affordability with efficacy. In the past, we've sometimes been able to say, look, we don't need to be concerned about the cost. I'm only caring about what's best for my patient. We still have to have that as our primary concern. We always have that as our primary concern. But now the tests that we're ordering aren't necessarily only paid for by insurance companies. In many cases with high deductible plans, patients are shelling out thousands of dollars. We should know whether that test is really going to help us or not. And if it's not, we shouldn't be doing it. And we should learn ways of managing our practices so that we're only doing things for patients that have a high chance of giving them the kind of information or the kind of outcome that they're looking for.
You are listening to The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Dr. Lewis B. Rice, President and CEO of the University Medicine Foundation.
So you're deeply involved in this program and developing it. And in fact, are some of your own leaders part of the faculty, so to speak, in this?
Well, as I mentioned, Dr. Caliendo, vice chair, she was instrumental in putting it together. The other important people were Marianne Snow, who is a consultant who works with Bryant, Amy Grant, and Annette Cirelli from Bryant, and Jen Hyde from University Medicine. They were instrumental in putting it all together. We will have some guest faculty, and I was happy to be able to engage Chris Kohler, our former health insurance commissioner, and he's going to be doing one session. He's very excited about it. I was talking to him just the other day. That's another part of it. We want to teach, at least give people a landscape of what the regulatory and policy environment is, because you can't practice medicine without really understanding what is happening in those areas.
Do you see this eventually becoming something that other physicians outside of the foundation might want to attend, and would it be open to them?
I have to say I don't know exactly where this is going to go. I would envision this as very possibly turning into something that is an exciting course that Bryant offers to a wide range of people, and you know, it might provide a more affordable and doable alternative to the master's programs that are available at some other places.
Dr. Rice, is this training at Bryant University, the business training, is it all a classroom experience? Is it a strategic planning or role playing?
There will be all of those techniques used. Importantly, each of the students had to commit to a capstone project, which will involve three students, I think, apiece, three or four in the groups. And it will involve a problem that we have in our practice, a problem that we want solved. And their goal over the course of the 3 or 4 months is going to be to come up with a plan to address that. At the very end, they will present that to the leadership, to the board of directors and the division chiefs, and to the Bryant faculty at the end of the course. And my hope is that these are going to be plans that we can actually implement.
There's no real time for business training in pre-med, is there?
There is not, no. It's all sciences, and it's very intense. And so this is the sort of thing that I think is really critical. I don't think every doctor needs to do this. There are many different types of physicians, and many physicians are perfectly happy just doing a wonderful job for patients. But organizations that deliver healthcare need to have physicians in their leadership, and those physicians should be trained.
University Medicine Foundation President and CEO Dr. Lewis B. Rice has been our guest on The Bottom Line this time around. Dr. Rice, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks again, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.